Well, I think the government's always emphasized about 7 day ongoing service that doctors supposedly don't provide. But of course, we've all been on call and we all administer healthcare service on a 7 day basis, whether that be during nights or weekends and on call. What the government need to really realize is delivering healthcare is a multidisciplinary input and requires care from pathologists, from radiographers, from nursing staff. It's not solely the responsibility of a doctor. And of course, if you order certain tests or investigations, they may not necessarily be available over the weekend. So it's almost a sold-out blame game on doctors is, I think, the wrong approach, really. And in order to tackle this problem, the sole solution really needs to be recruitment, and there needs to be a strong recruitment drive to acquire more doctors on the ground, more radiographers, more pathologists, to help deliver a better care service. But of course, under the European Working Time Directive, we're obliged to work a certain set number of hours. Now, if you're if the government's proposing Saturday to be an equivalent of a normal working day, our limited staffing numbers at the moment would be significantly more stretched. That can lead to tired doctors, and of course, tired doctors make mistakes, and that's really what's warranted the current strike at the moment.